Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is verse 3 from the scripture lesson. She said to her mistress, "Would that my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." Well, gentlemen, the question before us today is, are we here in order to, or so that? Now that the assignments and the calls have been distributed, we're faced with that question. In order to, or so that? In order to, the purpose, or so that, the result? How do we answer it? I would suggest that most of us prefer the so that, the result. We much prefer to look back upon the accomplished reality. Successful, of course. Rather than to stand before the formidable task and indicate that we are here in order to do this or that. In confirming my answer to the question, I call your attention to the young maid in our story. In one simple verse, she teaches us so much. Taken from her homeland and her family, she's placed in servitude in a far country, in a place she doesn't know. I know a few people who aspire to the office and calling of a slave. But she, a child, is so designated. So she is torn away from all that has been hers and her familiarity, even her religion, that is the practice of it, the worship, the public function. But we find in the maid, do we not, a cheerful disposition? Does it say it in the text? Not at all. How do I assume it? By everything that she says, which is compassionate and loving and understanding and filled with hope. She speaks for us who stand with our papers from two nights now, a word of witness. In the most adverse situation, she does not complain or whine or be silent or mope, but speaks up. She's upbeat. Wherever she is, that's the way she responds to life. And she responds to life because of who she is, not where she is. Would that my master compassion, feeling, empathy, sympathy, not wishing for evil or death, but for life, would that my master were with my prophet. A confession. She points to the one and the only one who can help. And you know and I know she doesn't mean Elisha the prophet. She means that one. Who simply speaks and acts through the man? She calls on this confession to confront mistress and master alike with the truth that there is only one God and no other. You can have all the rest of them around here in Syria, but if you were in my land, where my God is clearly taught and proclaimed, you would know what healing is. She holds for him a sense of healing. She holds out a promise. What am I talking about this girl for? I really ought to talk about the one who is behind it all. Our crucified and risen Christ. He is the one. Perhaps we do imitate the maid, or Elisha, or Paul, or John, or any of them. But finally, let's get down to the real person, who is the Son of God, who came in order to, and so that he might redeem the world. Who came with purpose from glory and accomplished that purpose for the Heavenly Father of bearing our sin, our guilt, of wiping the slate clean, if you will, of curing us of our leprosy of sin. That's why we opt for in order to. We have a victorious Savior who came and accomplished everything the Father willed him to do. Our substitute before the bar of God's justice, our redemption, our forgiveness, our reconciliation. We are his. We are so totally his, we will that we be not ourselves, but his. Our very will we place in his hands. That what he wills, I will. What he desires, I desire. What he commands, I obey. There you have it. In order to, or so that? Why in order to? We're here in order to serve him. As we reach out to our vicarage or our call, there will be one will and one witness in our tongue and in our heart of the Christ crucified and risen for the world lost and waiting for salvation. And only God's people have that message. Of course, we ask all kinds of questions. We have all kinds of fears and doubts. We wonder this, we ask that, we question this, we look for that. But amidst it all, maybe the Prince Denmark said it well. Our inner turmoil serves us well when our deep plans do fail, and that teach us there's a divinity that shapes our end, rough hew them how we will. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.